Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome back to the Daily Tips from Empower Your Voice, Unlocking Your Podcasting Potential with your host, Lillian Caldwell, CEO/President of Passionate World Talk Radio Network. Educate, enlighten, and entertain. I just want to let everyone know, I'm so thrilled that this morning, PWTRN received a compliment and a comment from T.R. Garland from LinkedIn. Mr. Garland is editor-in-chief of the podcast magazine. And he said to yesterday's daily tip on the welcome letter to guests to your podcast, comprehensive guide to creating a welcome letter for podcast guests. Great work. Thank you, Mr. Garland. I want people to understand that on the daily tips on Empower Your Voice, that they receive information that they can use in any other part of their business, personal, and spiritual life, that podcasting goes beyond just speaking into a microphone, that you can use it when you're dealing with your clients, when you're dealing with your children's friends, their parents, tradesmen, other professionals. They use it at school, college, universal. Our world today in the 21st century is verbal and visual. And if you cannot talk properly and communicate your thoughts the right way, then you are going to be at a loss. You don't have unlimited time to express yourself or to organize your sentences with supporting material that makes sense to other people. For those who unfortunately missed the masterclass, the free masterclass last night at 7 p.m. with your host, me, Lillian Caldwell. It will show up on PWTRN's blog with a link to both the video, which you can see on youtube.com/PWR Network, PW Talk Radio, facebook.com/Passionate World Radio, or on the site education.PassionateWorldTalkRadio.com/masterclass. And also on PassionateWorldTalkRadio.com. And the next class will be held on April 5th, Friday at 4 p.m. So there's a link on education.PassionateWorldTalkRadio.com/masterclass that you can sign up there. Text me 484-364-1032 or send me an email, pwrnetworkllc@gmail.com. One other thing, let me know that you're interested in attending the class. And there is a transcript available should you wish to have it. Now on with today's daily tip. Well, congratulations. You've been invited to appear on Cool Your Heels with host Lillian Caldwell. And as a guest, there are certain requirements that you'll need to have in place before you come on the show. Now, I usually ask people if they want to do an audio or video. Now, I will tell you this, and please don't tell me this. Everybody uses a cell phone. The problem is not everybody should be using a cell phone because cell phones drop. Cell phones disconnect. Sometimes the audio is not heard. Sometimes the video blanks in and out for whatever the reason, atmospheric conditions. For whatever the reason, if you are caught using a cell phone during an interview, you will be blacklisted within the broadcast media business. So invest in a landline or go and use your parents' landline or go into the principal's office. Find a place with a landline and use the phone, the old-fashioned kind, where you punch the buttons or you do the rotary thing. Because, like I said, cell phones and tablets are often unreliable. So what else do you need to think about? You need to make sure, as I said in a previous episode, it is quiet. You don't want to pick up anything that doesn't belong on that recording. You're going to make sure that if you're doing a video, that's the only software program and or app that's being used on your tablet, cell phone, laptop, or tower. All your other programs should be closed. Zoom has a habit sometimes of straying into other software, and you don't want your crossword puzzle or cards playing solitaire appear out of nowhere. Make sure on your cell phone and tablet, you turn off your unit completely so you don't hear it ringing or ding when somebody messages you. Yes, a majority of podcast hosts do edit their podcasts, but here at PWTRN, we do not. Why? Because in real life, reality, you cannot go back and redo it. That's why it's called the past. The action has been completed and you can't go back. And I'll tell you something else and another tip later on. Editing takes lots of time and patience. It's not as easy as one would think it is. So if you're not technologically adept, may I suggest that you turn off your cell phone, you turn off your tablet, the radio, the TV, shut your windows. You don't want any unnecessary sounds invading your interview with the potential host. You also need to pay attention to the lighting. Normally, you have lighting behind you. However, if you go into any TV studio, you will find that the lights are shining down directly on your head are in front of you. And of course, you're directed to look at the camera. Make pretty, smile, because that camera is more important than the host who's sitting off to your left or right asking you questions. So when you hear, make love to the camera, that's exactly what you need to do. So make sure you have the right lights. Not sure what right lighting is? Go again and do your homework. Go over to Google and ask, what kind of lighting should I use for doing my podcast? And Google will tell you and make recommendations. You don't need to buy expensive lighting equipment from Amazon, although you can get a pretty good set for under $100. The same thing with green screens. Or white screens, or brown screens, or blue screens. You don't need to spend a lot of money. I know that Amazon carries one. I think it's around 60 the last time I bought one. And you can attach it to the back of your chair. It's a large circle. And there you have a green screen, so only you show up. We will do green screens at another daily time, at a daily tip. Make sure that if you're using video, not only do you have everything set up with the right lighting, but make sure you yourself look good. Ladies, don't wear dangling earrings. I guess you could say that to men too. Don't wear dangling earrings. Find the colors that make you look good. I went to a professional studio and was told that pink and blue were my colors. And then I was told what the rest of my outfit should be. And guess what? I have followed that advice faithfully for more than 10 years. And I always come out looking and smelling like the rose that I am. You want to put your best foot forward. Makeup, go to a professional makeup counter and say, I'm going to be on television. How should I use my makeup? If you're going to do things, and this also applies to gentlemen, do it the right way. Make sure you use colors that's going to accentuate and bring out your best side. You're not going in as a costume person. This is real stuff. And you don't know who's going to be viewing that video. You do not know who's going to be listening to you as you speak. Case in point, when a podcast host checks their stats, the amount of responses from their audience will tell them how successful you, the guest, was when you gave your answers to the host's questions. So your appearance is part of your body language. Sit not with your legs crossed, ladies, but your legs swung aside. Men can get away with it. But with today's styles and skirts and dresses fairly short, you want to make sure that you sit appropriately. Don't know how to do that? Next daily tip, I'll show you how to do it so you look nice. And men should have both feet on the floor. You're not that relaxed. You're not a well-known international star. So until you achieve that status, I suggest you learn the proper protocol of how you should look while on set, while you're being interviewed. And people say, well, that's why I have an audio done. Well, guess what? Your voice is your body language. So make sure when you answer, your sentences don't go up in a question. And make sure your voice tone matches your mood. Very important. Once you've done all of this, do a test before you even appear on the show, or request doing a test run with the host to make sure your lighting is correct. These are some of the things a potential guest must consider to put their best face forward or their best voice forward. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. You can listen to this all over again on youtube.com/Passionate World Radio, Passionate World Talk Radio, facebook.com/Passionate World Network, and also on education.passionateworldtalkradio.com/masterclass and passionateworldtalkradio.com/blog. Also, in 2 weeks, April 19th, Vicki Esther Chang, author of all the Golden Nuggets books. She wrote the book, The Golden Nuggets, Digital Strategies for a Digital Century. And I wrote the book with her as co-host, Lillian S. Caldwell. The book deals with podcasting beyond talking into a microphone. Go over to Amazon.com, look up Vicki, V-I-K-I, Esther Chang, find the book, Gold Nuggets, Digital Strategies. Go over, buy the book, and there's a workbook that accompanies it. If you're interested in doing additional training with me, and I have to tell you, folks, you're not going to get these kinds of content from the other people who teach and or train you to become a successful podcaster. So please keep that in mind. Thank you very much for listening, and until tomorrow.